And finally, today, a milestone in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. became today the sixth jurisdiction in the United States to offer marriage licenses to adults of the same gender. Earlier last year, the nation's capital began recognizing same-sex marriages performed elsewhere in the country. Washington, D.C., if this matters, also is the first city with a majority black population to legalize same-sex marriage. Early this morning, couples lined up at the D.C. courthouse to file applications to get married. And I'm joined now by the first couple in line to apply for a license. Angelisa Young and Sinjoyla Townsend are both with us. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Were you planning to be the first in line, or just worked out that way?
No.
It just kind of worked out that way.
Well, how do you feel now?
I am just like so happy. I mean, I feel a sense of pride. I'm like, I have so many emotions. A sense of pride, a sense of excitement. I'm a bride. I'll be a bride in a couple of days. So.
But we will ask you the most important questions, which is what are you going to wear? But we'll wait for a second and see if you picked your outfits yet. But what has it been like you've been together for 13 years.
12 years.
And you are raising children together. Can I ask, it's... Sinjoyla, mm-hmm. what it's been like for you not to be able to be married?
There have been challenges, but I have trained myself and been raised to meet those challenges head on. I feel like there is particularly no real, well, there are real differences in terms of being able to protect my family, secure financially.
What's been your biggest concern? Because as you know, I mean, there are people who do raise children, mm-hmm. Heterosexual couples who raise children together without being married. And I wanted to ask just why do you particularly want to be married? What do you think it means to you?
We show that we can be supportive in so many ways. Right now, the biggest challenge is money for both other girls' colleges to be able to pay for that in such a way that it's not a real bump, but being able to understand them when they're going through something, being able to be supportive, nurturing them and their characteristic and their personality, allowing them to explore and be themselves.
Do you think it's important to them, Angelisa? I'll ask you this. Do you think that your children want you to be married?
I know that they do. They want their mommy to be happy, and they understand because we've gone through, when I first came out to them, I can kind of think of a story, and I'll give you a little bit of the story. My youngest daughter, when I came out to her, of course, it was a very trying time. And I came out and she kind of hid it. It was a secret. And I remember her coming home and telling me that one of her classmates had two mommies. And it was like, mommy, he has two mommies. And it's like, it was okay. So there's a level of acceptance, especially with younger kids, because she was very young at the time. And I've always stood by being who I am, I also allowed them to stand by who they are. And I understand that there are different levels that you must go through as a young person to realize who you are. And of course, with us being lesbians, it's not always thought of as the perfect relationship. And of course, they had to go through adversities. So I think that in being a mother, I mean, I'm like a mother like so many other mothers. I don't want the bumps to hurt, the oops to hurt. I mean, so basically that's it with the girls and myself.
We only have a couple minutes left and I do want to... wish you well.
Thank you. So
I noticed that you're both wearing rings mm-hmm. Already, so mm-hmm. I assume that you've already given those to each other as a token of commitment to each other. But what are we going to wear on the big day? Have we picked out our outfits?
Believe it or not.
Do you need any help from me?
Yes.
I think it's really the question I have, because this is my area.
But
do you know what you're going to wear?
This is truly unfolding as I sit here before you. Basically, this weekend I'll be going out shopping for a dress, so it will be off the rack, ladies. But what most people have had say like 6 months to a year to do, we're basically doing in 6 days. Mm-hmm. So
you want to just move on.
We're just
get it done. You know, get it done. And I did want to ask finally, before I let you go, and I hate to end on this question, we only have about a minute left, but there are those who have said that the African-American community, you're both African-American, mm-hmm. if you don't mind my mentioning that, mm-hmm. are less supportive of same-sex couples and marriage. Do you think it means something in particular that the District of Columbia has now recognized your union? Or yeah, is about to.
I do. I want to thank my city for acknowledging my union with my partner. I can't speak for the whole African-American community. I'm only one in that group. However, I've had nothing but support from coworkers, friends, people walking down the street. It's just like, hey, like, I mean, I think everybody wants to feel love. So, and that's what we're doing today.
Angelisa Young and Sinjoyla Townsend are the first same-sex couple to pick up applications for a wedding license in the District of Columbia. They will be married next week. Send us pictures.
Absolutely.
Send us pictures,
thank
promise.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you both for joining us. Thanks. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.